Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries today. We're still in the book of Proverbs. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, mighty, glorious day. You make them all, and we praise you and thank you that this is all about you and not us. Lord, I praise you for the Word of God. I praise you for this book that tells us who we are and what we can do and the way to live and the way to treat people and how it'll bring happiness or devastation, either one, into our lives. Now, Lord, I praise you and thank you for the Word and ask you to bless the Word as it goes out today in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today we're in Proverbs chapter 15. We're going to start at verse 24. It says here, in the King James Bible, it says, "The way of life is above to the wise, but that he may depart from hell beneath." Now think about that. The path of the wise leads to life above. In other words, if the pathway that you and I are walking, if we're wise, we will walk and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and it will lead to the life above. And this, you might need leave hell behind or the grave behind. Now then, anybody that accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when they die, they don't go to hell. They don't even stay in the grave. The only thing that stays in the grave is the flesh, the part that you can see. The spirit and the soul clearly is said in the New Testament that when we're absent from the body, we're present with the Lord. When we die on this earth, immediately our spirits and our souls are separated from our flesh, and they go to the third heaven to be with God. And that's where we go. So praise the Lord. Now then, that's only the people that make the right decision in life. A man that makes the right decision will lead to life above, whereas you'll not have to go to hell. But the man that does not make the right decision, the man that does not decide to follow Christ, that makes his pathway some other way, he will absolutely, when he dies, he will go to a place of torment in the center of the earth until one day, the book of Revelation says, the lake of fire or hell will be opened, and at that time they will be judged and cast into that lake. Don't let that devil deceive you and keep you from accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because the consequences for eternity are settled. There's no way you can get out of this. When you die, you have to have made this decision before you die. There is no way to get to heaven after you die if you have made the wrong decisions. If you haven't decided to make Jesus Christ Lord of your life before you die, you will go to hell. Now, that's a terrible place to go, but that's what the Word of God says. So, whatever you do, don't let that devil deceive you and cheat you out of it, because he will certainly try. Verse 25 says, "The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow." In verse 25, clearly, the Lord does destroy the house of the proud, but he protects the property of the widows. Now, that's a widow that's one of his widows, a widow that's walking in obedience to the Word. If she has been a good woman, she's accepted him as Lord and Savior, and she's one of his children, he takes care of her. Now, he takes care of his children. So become one of his children. It is a free gift that he paid for through the blood of his son 2,000 years ago, that you, whether you're man or woman, may have this free gift. Now, verse 26 says, "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord." Even your thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. "But the words of the pure are pleasant words." Now, isn't that amazing? The Lord absolutely despises your thoughts if you're a wicked person. But he delights in pure words. Now then, if he delights in pure words, I'm telling you better learn how to talk. I have seen people that will go to church on Sunday and be pretty careful about the words they use. But on Monday morning or Tuesday morning or the rest of the week, they're taking the Lord's name in vain. They're talking trash talk. They're out gossiping and doing all kinds of things they're not supposed to do. Now, the Lord has something serious to say about that. Even he hates or despises your thoughts if you're wicked, you're thinking all these bad things. But he delights in pure words, words that are pure and clean. So don't think on things that are trash. Think on things that are lovely and pure and clean and holy. And if you think on that, then you're pleasing the Lord. Now, verse 27 says, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live, or bribes. What that's trying to say there in verse 27. In other words, in verse 27, he says there that dishonest money will bring grief to the whole family. If you've got someone in your household, your mother, your father, somebody that's bringing dishonest money into the house, but he says, those who hate bribes will live. Now, many people today have learned a way of life of taking bribes to get things done. Well, let me tell you, God says there that he hates that, and dishonest money will bring grief not only to you, but to your whole family. Now, who would ever dream that if a daddy took a little dishonest money somewhere in some kind of a scenario that he was involved in, maybe some kind of a business deal or something, and he was taking money under the table? Who would ever dream that that would bring grief to the whole family? But the Word of God says it will. So, daddy or mother or whoever, don't take those bribes. Hate those things. Verse 28 says, the heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked poureth out evil things. In other words, what he's trying to tell you there, if you're a godly person, you will think before you talk. You'll think. Always learn to put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Learn to think before you answer. But it said the wicked just spout out evil words all over the place. Now that's the way so many people do it today, and that's why so many people get in trouble. And we, even in the church, do a whole lot of that, far more than we should. But we need to listen to this book and do what it says. Verse 29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Just think, the Lord is far from you if you're wicked. In other words, it don't do no good to pray if you're wicked. He don't hear your prayer. In fact, I was talking to a man and a woman the other night after I'm thinking about these kind of scriptures where the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. I was talking to a man and a woman the other night, and they were going together, and I knew they were living together out of wedlock, or at least engaged in a sexual affair out of wedlock, and they told me they'd been praying about their situation. I thought, goodness, these people don't know the Word of God very well, because here they are living in sin, and they're praying about something, and I'm telling you, God's not hearing their prayer. He does not hear your prayer if you're living in sin. He says he will not in his word. You must repent and get right with God and walk holy before him, or he does not hear your prayer. The word of God says in Psalm 66:18 that if you hide iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayer. So you need to get rid of that sin. Now then, in the verse 30 says, the light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. What's that trying to tell us? Well, if you're cheerful, your cheerful looks will bring joy to the heart, and good news makes for good health. If you want to see somebody get sick, all you need to do is have a bunch of bad news. Now, it depends on how people receive that bad news. Many people receive bad news really bad, and it'll even make them sick, and sometimes it'll even kill people. Their hearts will fail them because of bad news. Don't go there. Learn that you're in a battle on this earth, and that bad things are going to happen every once in a while. So just learn to walk in obedience to God's word. Verse 31 says, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Now then, if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. Now then, you must learn to listen to constructive criticism. You just can't get by in life without learning to listen to constructive criticism. Now, some things you're going to do in life, people are going to have criticism, and some of it will be constructive, and some of it will be destructive. But listen to the constructive. The constructive criticism, if you'll listen to it and you'll change, you will be at home with the wise. Now, if you don't learn to listen to it, you'll be in trouble. But if you refuse instruction, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Now, that's very, very clear that if you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. But if you reject criticism, you will only hurt yourself. But if you listen to correction, you will grow in understanding. You will gain knowledge and wisdom and everything. In other words, in the next verse, he's talking about fear of the Lord teaches a person to be wise, and humility precedes honor. So if you want to get ahead in life, you're going to, first of all, you need to become a born-again Christian. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then you need to start studying the Word of God. Because until you have the Word of God hidden in your heart, you will never understand who you are. You will never understand who your invisible enemy is out there, which is Satan and his host. And I can assure you, Satan and his host are out there. Whether you believe it or not, they are very, very real. And those invisible spiritual beings are the ones that control life. If you don't know that they're the ones that make sickness and disease come upon you, and when you sin, you give legal right to these fellows to come into you to torment you. When you get a hold of that, you will stop sinning. You will walk holy before God, because in the New Testament, Jesus told us that if we don't sin, which we're not supposed to, once we become born again Christians, we're supposed to have died to sin and live unto righteousness. So if we die to sin and live righteous, he said if we don't sin, we walk perfect. We'll be able to walk just like he did. Now this is a great and wonderful thing to learn. So we have to learn to do the exact same things that Jesus did. And if we will, we can do the same things he did. The Word promises it. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, we'll be happy to send you free audio, video, CDs, DVDs, all kinds of things. Or you can go to the web, www.tlsm.org. And there you can find a list of items, and you can actually order online, free and postpaid, many of our audio, video, CD, DVD teachings. We'd be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. May the Lord bless you till tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.